Chamber of Commerce details globalist agenda. Impose unlimited immigration, ink more free trade deals. By John Binder on January 16, 2023. The United States Chamber of Commerce detailed its globalist policy agenda for the year, including advocating for more overall immigration regardless of its impact on the nation's workers, along with inking new free trade deals regardless of the impact on American jobs. Chamber of Commerce CEO Suzanne Clark delivered an annual address, laying out the group's agenda for the year on behalf of the multinational corporations that it represents in Washington, D.C. As part of that agenda, Clark endorsed unlimited immigration to the U.S., where employers can import as many foreign workers as possible whenever they need it by blowing the lid off caps to employment-based visas. Previously, Clark demanded that Congress double legal immigration levels, a plan that would bring in a record more than 2 million foreign nationals a year. In addition, Clark continued the chamber's call on Congress to pass amnesty for millions of illegal aliens who are enrolled or eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. Last year, with the strong support and input of the chamber, there were meaningful bipartisan talks on proposals to secure the border, expand E-Verify, protect Dreamers, and increase the number of employment-based visas, crucial steps to get American businesses the talent they need, when they need it, Clark said. A flooded labor market from mass immigration to the U.S. has had a devastating impact on the nation's working and middle class, while redistributing wealth to the top 1% of earners and big business. While creating an economy that tilts in favor of employers, the mass immigration economic model helped keep wages stagnate for decades. Between 1979 and 2013, wage growth for the bottom 90% of Americans grew just 15%. Meanwhile, wage growth for the top 1% of Americans was nearly 140% higher. Likewise, Clark urged President Joe Biden's administration to ink more free trade deals with foreign countries by which corporations would be able to more easily offshore American jobs to boost their profit margins and increase the nation's job-killing trade deficit. It has been 10 years since we've added a single new partner to that list. Meanwhile, other countries have inked 100 new trade deals without us, Clark said. Resume negotiations on a free trade agreement with the United Kingdom. Give the U.S. a stronger foothold in the vitally important African continent, where competitors like China are already making strategically significant inroads. From 2001 to 2018, U.S. free trade with China eliminated 3.7 million American jobs from the economy, 2.8 million of which were lost in American manufacturing. During that same period, at least 50,000 American manufacturing plants closed down. Those massive job losses have coincided with a booming U.S.-China trade deficit. In 1985, before China entered the WTO, the U.S. trade deficit with China totaled $6 billion. In 2019, the U.S. trade deficit with China totaled more than $345 billion. Meanwhile, a recent study found that permanent U.S. tariffs of 15% to 35% on all foreign imports would create about 10 million American jobs and generate over $600 billion in new revenue. American manufacturing is vital to the U.S. economy, as every manufacturing job supports an additional 7.4 American jobs in other industries. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.